Usois, shchutois, but the Torah says like you're better off eating meat that had a shchita done to it, and don't eat from a meat that's an animal that's about to die, that's going to be an avela. In other words, the Torah knows like you're going to want to have beer with her anyway, you can't hold yourself back. So therefore the Torah wants you to give you a heter to let you do it b'yayfen mutter. That's the spash of your fast toya, the Torah was mat you to live with her. Alright, turn over. Then the pasuk says v'choshakta, that you like her. So afal pi shena no. That means even though she doesn't look nice, stam you have a type with her, to have znus with her. For that alone, the Torah was mati you over here. Bo v'choshakta bo in her. That means v'loy bo v'chaverta. Means you're not allowed to take two of them. Two of them you can't take by mechama. If you only take one, you're fast toya. You're not allowed to take two of them. V'lokachta you could take her. That means lekuchim yesh l'cho bo. You should know you're going to marry her. She'll be your wife. Then you're going to marry. In other words, she has to become a ger, and you'll have regular kedushin with her. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says kedushin toifsin v'yafal pi shoysa avedas kechovim shereinu meschiyeres midaita. Because even though the geris is not a real good geris here, still it's a chiddush akro here that the kedushin is chal. L'cho v'dashin l'isha shelo yikach shtei noshim achas lev yachas liyoviv. You can't take back home with you two wives, two ladies, one for you and one for your father. You can't take one for yourself and one for your son. The heter of your fast toya was only for you yourself. You have a right to take for yourself and that's all. You can't take for somebody else also. Then the pasuk says, bring her home. Melamed shelo yechaltzena b'mechama. It means you should not go grab her and live with her by the mechama itself. True, you have a taiva yetzara, but the Torah says, take her home first. Live with her in your house and not there by the mechama. Tana Rabbanan, for the bright says like this. The pasuk says, Imoma yoimer. If the Eved says, that means ad she yoima v'yishna. That means the Eved, when an Eved Ivri wants to become an irtza, he has to like say it twice. What does that mean? Oma v'tchila sheish. We said at the beginning of the 6 years that I want to stay to be an irtza. But v'lo yoma v'soif sheish. He did not say it a second time at the end of the 6 years. Ain't an irtza. He did not become an irtza. Shenemar the pasuk says lo eitze chofshi. I don't want to go out free. That means that sheyoma b'shas yitzia. That means at the end of the 6 years, after the Eved Ivri worked already for 6 years, now he comes to complain and says, I don't want to go out. I want to still stay by my master. What about though, Omar b'soif sheish? True, at the end of working 6 years, the Eved Ivri still says, I love my master, I love my shivka kananis, I want to still stay with him. But v'lo yoma b'tchila sheish, but this Eved did not say at the beginning when he first started to work, ain't an irtza. Half a minute is also, he can't be an irtza. Shenema, because the pasuk says, im omar yoimer Eved. If the Eved said two times, mashma right away. So idashin ad sheyoimer kishu Eved. Until he says it when he's an Eved. Which the Havaminu now means, at the beginning, as soon as he became an Eved, right away at the beginning, that's when he has to say right away, I love you and I want to stay with you. So Mar Sun says, it doesn't make any sense. Omar Mar, we'll explain it now. What would you say? Omar b'tchila shesh, if he said at the beginning of the 6 years. Fulo yomar b'saif shesh, but he did not repeat himself again at the end of the 6 years to say, I want to stay, ain't a nirtza. He cannot become a nirtza. Shenema, because the pasuk says, I do not want to go out free. So he has to be, when he's going out free, that's when he has to say it. So Gemara says, my ira, what are you telling me? From the pasuk, I don't want to go out free. That's your proof. We're talking about now at the end of the 6 years. So the Gemara better. Typically, to be near the hafti as adoni as ishti as bonai fuleka. But the pasuk says clearly, how does this Eved become an irtza if he says, I love my master, I love my wife, and I love my children? Now the ishta in bona means the shifka kananis, that he lived with them, he had children. So when he first becomes an Eved Ivri, he doesn't have a shifka yet, he doesn't have children from it yet. So of course we can't be talking about the beginning of the 6 years. So that you say, he has to say at the end of the 6 years, pshita, not only from the pasuk of meloyetzei, from loyetzei chofshi, but from the actual pasuk that says what the Eved has to say is, I love my wife, the Shivcha, and I love my kids. Mashmi, he had kids from her already. So there has to be at the end of the 6 years. But the beginning, Vulek, you don't have this at the beginning. For Sue, and then next thing, what did you say before? Omar v'soif sheish, if the Eved said at the end of the 6 years that I want to stay, But lo yama v'tchila sheis, but it did not say at the beginning of the 6 years. Eina nirtza. Also, there's no mitzvah of nirtza then. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, o eved. The what to eved? He has to be an eved. He has to be an eved when he says that he wants to still stay. So, Mar asks the question: what's the proof of mitzvah at the beginning of the 6 years? Otu saif sheish lav evedu. Like now is the end. He's at the end of the 6 years, but he's still an eved. He's an eved until complete 6 years finished. So as long as there are 2 hours left to go, he's still called an eved. So maybe the last hour, now he says he wants to stay. So that should also be called when he's an eved. Where's the proof that he has to say it at the beginning of 6 years? And also, does it make sense to say at the beginning of 6 years? He doesn't have a wife yet. He doesn't have his kids yet. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, you know what the pshat over here is? Betchilas pruto achroino and besay pruto achroino. That's what we're talking about. The Pasuk truth says the Eved has to say it 2 times. You know what the 2 times is? He has to say it by the last second, like, when he's still an Eved. There's still a pruta of work that he has to do yet. So at the beginning of that last prutas of work, he has to say, listen, I still want to stay with you. And then when he finishes his last few minutes of work, he has to repeat himself a second time and say then also, I love you, I love my wife, I love the kids, I want to stay with him. But Avadi, he does not have to say it at the beginning of the 6 years, because then he doesn't have anything yet. It's enough, of course, to be said at the end of the 6 years. Just the 2 times that he has to say it is right before the end, and by the end, mamish. Yeah, he can do it. But they were talking about he worked 6 years, now he wants to become a nirtza. He wants to stay even working more. He likes the shivcha kananis. If he becomes free, he can't live with the shivcha anymore. He's also to a shivcha. Because the money is never ivri, he's allowed to live with the shivcha. So if he comes and complains that I want to still stay with my shivcha kananis, that's this heter at shkroh, that he can become a nirtza and stay with her until yevam. Turn around, but learn like this. What's going to be loy isha obonim? He has children, he has a wife, and he has children. Well, the rabbi, but to his master, ein isha obonim. But his master does not have any wife and doesn't have any children. In other words, Isha Bona means he had a Shifcha Kananis, and he had children from her. But his master doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. Ain't a Nirtza. In such a case, he cannot become a Nirtza. Shenem, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki Ahevcha V'yespeisecha. That I love you and I love your house means your wife. So mashma, that the master has to have a wife. If the master does not have a wife, there's no mitzvah of Nirtza. What about L'Rabba Isha Bonim? Voloy en Ishabon. Let's say the master has a wife and kids. But this Eved Ivri does not have a wife, doesn't have a ship with Kananis, doesn't have kids. Also en an Irtza, he cannot become an Irtza. Shinam, because the Pasuk says, O hafti yes adoini, es ishti v'yes bonai. It says clearly, you have to say that you love your wife, your shivcha, and you love your kids you had from her. But if you don't have it, so you can't become an Irtza. What's going to be, who are you as Rabbi? The Eved loves his master, but for Rabbi en oyavoy. The master does not love him. Even though the master would still keep him to be an Eved, halacha is ain't an Irtza, he can't do it. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ki toiv lo imach. He has to be good with you means you have to like him. Only if the rabbi, the master, likes the Eved Ivri, then he has the right to make him into an Irtza to work until Yoipel. What about the opposite way? Rabbi Oyavoy, the master loves him, but vu en oyavis rabbi. He does not love his master. He wants to stay because he likes the shifcha, he likes his wife. But he doesn't like his master. Again, ain't an Irtza. He cannot stay to remain an Irtza. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Ki Ahevecha. He has to say, because I love you. So, and if he doesn't love his master, he cannot be an Irtza. He doesn't have this heta to work until you're able to still stay with the Shivcha. What about, Hu Chayla, the Eved became sick. For Rabbi ain't a Chayla, and the master is not sick. Also ain't an Irtza. No good, he can't become an Irtza. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, Ki Toiv Lo Imach. He has to be good with you means he has to be like you. So if you're normal and healthy and he's sick, you're not the same way, he can't be an Irtza. What about the opposite way? Rabbi Chayla, the master is sick. Who ain't a Chayla, but he's not sick. He's normal, the Yevid. Again, ain't an Irtza, he cannot become an Irtza. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Imach, he has to be like you. In other words, whatever you are, that's the way the Yevid has to be also. But if you're sick and he's well, you can't make him into an Irtza. But the question is though, boy, you're a baby, baby, barabaya. Shneiyem chayla mai. What's going to be if both of them are sick? The master is sick and the Eved is a sick guy. They're both two sick guys. Could he keep him for an Irtza now or not? My imach bina v'ika. True, the pasuk says tayv imach. He has to be good with you. Here is a perfect mate with you. You're both sick. I dilma maybe ki tayv imach binan v'leka. No, tayv imach means he has to be good for you. Means he has to be somebody good. That means not only if you, even if you're sick, but if he's sick also, it's no good. Tayv imach maybe means he has to be mamish good for you. And v'leka here, it's not that way because he's sick. Teiku. That's a shell in the Gemara. If the Eved is sick and the master is sick, can he make him for nirs or not? Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. The pasuk says, ki tov le'imach, that the Eved has to be good with you. So we dash in imach v'maychel. You have to let him eat well. Imach v'mishta. He has to drink well. Shalai tayato echapas neki. You can't eat good bread. Vu echapas kivin. You give the Eved the old bread. You can't do that. Ata shers yayin yoshin. You drink the old wine. Vu shers yayin chodesh. You give him the new wine. That you can't do. After Yoshna Gabi Muchen, you'll sleep on good pillows. Vu Yoshna Gabi Tevin, you'll put them on stiff straw. That you can't do. Nikanomer, from here we learn that. The Kolokoin Evid Ivri, Kokoin Elden Liatsmai. If you buy an Evid Ivri, it's almost like you have a new master, that you have to take good care of him. Tana Rabbon, learn like this. The Yotza Mi'imach, Hu Ubon of Imoi. He goes out of you when an Evid Ivri leaves you. After 6 years, he goes out, him and his children. Amar Rav Shimon. If you buy an Eved Ivri, but his original Jewish wife and his Jewish kids, they did not become Avodim. They stayed home. So what do you mean to say that they go out free now? They were never an Eved. Mikant, from here it's a proof, that Kozman is an Eved Ivri, the master has to feed his kids also. The kids he had before from his Jewish wife. The same thing got to him, you say, in Bali Shu. If he's married, his wife goes out with him. Amrav Shimon, if an Eved Ivri is sold to be an Eved, what's it going to do with his wife? So his wife wasn't sold to be an Eved. Mikan, Shurab, B'chayim, Mizonis, Ishtoi. He will not also, the master has to feed his wife also. Hutzrich, Ali, Bot, Sukin. The Yashmin, Bonav, Mishum, Deloy, B'nei, Eved, Mechalino. He would only say that the master has to feed his kids, because the kids can't take care of themselves. They can't feed themselves. That's why the master has to feed them. Aval Ishtoi, Mashenkin, his own wife. She could take care of herself. She could eat and work for her own pay. Maybe the master does not have to feed her. Maybe she could take care of herself. Kamashpa knows, still the master has to feed the wife. V'yashmin and ishtoi, the lav dirchol yadurei. But only here by the wife, because the pshat is true, she could, but it's not a derech for to go around to look for work or to ask for money. It's not a derech to go around ala psochim. She is a bigger busha for wife. Avol bon of the dirchai yadurei, but for kids it's not so bad to go around to collect money or to find some work. Hey, Maloy, maybe there they should take care of themselves, Tricha. I need both Sukkim say in both places that the master has to take care of his Eved's wife and of his Eved's kid.